This episode of the Desperate Hours has been pre-recorded. Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop direct. From the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres, from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. 855-915-WMFO, that's 855-915-9636. If there's a song you'd like to hear on a future Desperate Hours broadcast, the Desperate Hours, as is much of WMFO's programming, is still being pre-recorded through the coronavirus pandemic and the limitations it presents. Anyway, tonight I got a theme, originals and covers. The cover versions are going to be radically different than the originals, except in three cases. One is a song I really, really like, and the two others are a song, note for note, but in a different language. Anyway, I hope you dig it. Let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
I'm in no hurry, I can take my time. best times. These are the good times you'll remember every day. These are the times for feeling sunshine, sample friends and fun, with Pudgy's Good Time Pizza and Subs.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Well,
Oh, yeah, you're listening to the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I'm explaining away this first set of the evening. Back in the up tonight is going to be the Mustang on a track called Fireball from the Dance to the Swing Organ LP. Came out on Somerset in 1965. You just heard There Before the Grace of God Go I is done by the Gories off their Out of Here LP. Came out on Crypt in 1992. And by Machine, the original, a single released on RCA Hologram in 1979. I have to say, this is probably the best example of genre bending ever, in my opinion. Although you might hear one or two other songs that are up there in this show. Taking a disco song and turning it into a garage classic by one of the great garage bands of all time. Before that, Let's Spend the Night Together. It's done by Fanny and the Rolling Stones. They did the original. Fanny did this, it was off the Rock and Roll Survivors LP. Came out of Casablanca in 1974, and the Rolling Stones original that I got from Between the Buttons came out of London in 1967. Hey, you know, if you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people across the Boston area and the internet, why don't you make me an ID? I ask for them every week, and I'm going to continue to ask for them, as long as they give me a platform. Anyway, all you got to do is mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations, then your name, stage name acceptable, general geographic area or planet, and claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations, make a waiver and MP3 out of it, and email to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net, that's coffeeandsmokes at verizon.net, or if you're on Facebook, and admit it you are, all you got to do is like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and join the group. Come on, throw me a bone. Then message it over there. You know you want to do it. Anyway, I neglected to mention in the first talk break, Joe Lacey came up with the idea. He's a longtime listener. I regard him and his wife, Darlene, as associate producers of the show, as they give a lot of feedback and even some source material for this very program. And he came up with the idea, and I took it and ran with it, which was really good. I think you're going to like the show. I hope you like it so far. If you don't, well, get your own show. He's out of the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying, you can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying, we can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. Chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out, we can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend.
Folks, I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. but no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Talking till I can't go on. While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love will soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime. So I will ask you once again. I'll ask you once again. See it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While I see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it
night. We can work it out. We can work it out. Sound.
I can tell because it's plain to see. I can tell the way you look at me.
I know you don't love me no more.
yeah, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in the second set of the evening. I just heard I Can Tell. It's done by the Marauders. I get that off the compilation. Hitsville Volume 3 came out on Roe v. Boy. No, it came out on Cramden in 1995. Originally released on the Coolie label in 1964. And the original done by Bo Diddley. The B-side to You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover. 7-inch released on Checker in 1962. For that, three versions of We Can Work It Out. The iconic one, one of my favorite songs, cover versions of all time. Stevie Wonder, We Can Work It Out. I got originally released on Tamla in 1970 as a single. But I ain't gonna lie, I got off the one of the best of thingies. Volume 2 came out on Motown in 1971. Deep Purple's version off the Book of Taliesin. Came out on Tetragrammaton. I can never pronounce that. Tetragrammaton. In 1968. And we kicked off the set, the second set of the evening, with the Beatles version, the original. 7-inch release on Capitol in 1965. Anyway, this is the originals and covers, and the covers are generally much different than the originals as opposed to really interpreting it note for note. There's only going to be really one song where it's done note for note, just because I happen to like it a lot. That'll be in the second hour. And two versions of songs that are done in a different language. Anyway, I hope you're digging it. This next set is going to be taking us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Hospital bed. spend a lot of time in the backyard, and I'm the center of attention at summer barbecues. In 96, I made some of the tastiest s'mores you've ever had. In 01, we stayed up all night telling ghost stories with the neighbors. Yeah, I know I've got a bit of wear and tear. And sadly, in 09, it was me, your backyard fire pit, that accidentally started a wildfire. When a summer breeze carried one of my embers into some dry brush.
Sparks from an improperly extinguished fire pit can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
DJ Lounge, Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa, Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Thank you. loving you. Love, you're such a sweet thing, good enough to heat them. And that's just what I'm gonna do.
Arthur here, and I have a radio show on WMFO. Incidentally, from finding Alex on the radio dial when I relocated here. And I'll tell you what, you're listening to the best show on the college radio dial in Boston and or the .com. The Desperate Hour and a Quarter. If only Alex would elect to play less drop-ins like these, and by golly, we'd get more music to enjoy. Thanks, Alex. Μαλαζομένα σου φιλί.
don't feel so pretty, man, I feel like he is. After the question, toast to my take you me.
Sense of humor.
Try again. I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
We'll be right back.
Oh yeah, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. That's a point of no return, aka the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. You just heard Mizzaloo was done by Dick Dale and the Deltones and by the Grecian Keys, a local Greek band. The Deltones version, well, even if you didn't see Pulp Fiction, you've certainly heard the song at least once. Originally released on the Deltone label, and though I'm not lying, it's the original single. Came out in 1963. The Grecian Keys were a local band that played Greek music, played picnics and weddings and christenings and all that stuff. And they put out a couple of albums. This version was off of Get Up and Dance with the Grecian Keys. Came out on Soundcraft Associates in 1963. No, that's not the original. The original was recorded in the 1920s, and Harry James heard it and interpreted his way for the big band era, and the rest is history. And I think that's a combination of knowing both versions inspired Dick Dale to do his version. Before that, you heard Yummy Yummy Yummy. It's done by Julie London and the Ohio Express. Julie London's version, actually, this was what gave Joe the idea that he presented to me for this type of show. Came out on Liberty in 1969, and the Ohio Express version came out on Buddha in 1968. And before that, Pills is done by the New York Dolls and Bo Diddley. And the New York Dolls version came out on their self-titled album. Came out on Mercury in 1973. And the Bo Diddley came out on, I got it off as his best. Came out on Chess MCA in 1997. It was originally a single released in 1961 on Checker. Anyway, there is no the song everybody knows, or this week's song that everybody knows this week, because you're going to know most of them, at least the cover, if not the original, or vice versa. You're going to just have to settle for so much more. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Singing the blues.